This is the CAMS closing market recap for Thursday, August 13. Stocks closed higher on a producer price inflation morning, with the gains stacked toward the largest growth names. The S&P 500 finished up about 0.7%. The Nasdaq 100 added roughly 1.2%. The Russell 2000 gained about 0.25%, and the Dow trailed everything, up just over 0.1%. The gap between the Dow and the rest of the market came down mostly to one name. Cisco fell more than 8%, the worst performer in the average by a wide margin, and that single decline was enough to hold the index near flat, even though 17 of its 30 members closed higher. Salesforce led the advances, up more than 4%, followed by Verizon near 2.5%, and Merck close to 2%. Sector participation was broad, but tilted defensive around the edges. 8 of 11 sectors finished green. Communication services led with a gain of about 2%, real estate added roughly 1.5%, and consumer staples rose about 1%. On the other side, materials slipped about 0.5%, while industrials and healthcare finished essentially unchanged. Volatility stayed quiet. The VIX ended near 14.5%, barely moved on the set. The character of the day in one sentence: a firm, low-drama advance carried by communications and megacap growth, rather than by the whole market moving together. Tomorrow brings retail sales and core retail sales at 8:30 Eastern, then preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations at 10. The desk will be watching whether the consumer data widens participation across sectors or leaves the advance resting on the same narrow shoulders. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.